This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Holiday seasons bring specialty treats to the table. WSIU's Will Pankey takes a closer look at a local operation that helps put one Thanksgiving staple on your plate.
As winter approaches and we look forward to being with family and friends, our thoughts turn to the foods we love to share. A holiday favorite for many people is pecan pie. When we bake with pecans, we are relying on farmers to produce these popular American nuts from our peoples. And farmers have to beat the squirrels to the trees, because animals also love pecans. That's where our story starts, on a small family-run farm in the rolling hills of southern Illinois near Dahlgren. The husband and wife team of Stan and Diane Barnes have been operating their pecan business since they retired a little over a decade ago. We spoke to both of them on a sunny autumn day at the Southern Illinois Pecan Company. In the car on the way to the orchards, Diane spoke about the peacefulness of working among the trees and about the size of their farm.
It's so peaceful out here among the trees and just being out in the orchard outside. We have 80 acres and approximately 50 is in trees. The rest is, we have a row of woods and the house and the shed.
But not all is quiet on the farm today. Pecan harvesting and sorting machines are running in the fields and in the barn because it's time to prepare the nuts for market. The goal is to open the sales of this year's harvest in November, just in time for the pie baking season ahead. As a commercial pecan operation, Stan and Diane do not wait for the pecans to ripen and fall from the trees. Instead, mature pecans are harvested with a machine that shakes the trunk of the trees. The pecans fall to the ground like rain and are gathered by a machine, as Diane explains.
He gets as close to the tree as he can with the machine without rubbing the bark on the tree. And you go round and round, and the harvester picks up all of the nuts. Unfortunately, it picks up the rocks and the bad nuts and everything. That's why we run it through a cleaner.
Stan stopped the tractor for a moment to comment on his consistent battle to keep nuts away from the squirrels and crows living on the pecan farm.
And so a squirrel, really everybody thinks that's the worst enemy for a pecan orchard, but actually the crows are the worst because they have 150 to 250 buddies that they bring right along with them. And they'll sit down on a tree, and if it's cracked, if the nut is cracked on it, the shuck, then they'll just go in there and pick it right out. Now, a pecan that is of a pretty good size, it opens up real wide, and the pigeon, the squirrel, the crows take everything on the tree. A crow cannot pick out. They'll leave the ones that's open like this here, and what I'm showing you is one that's just barely cracked and not open. The crows cannot get that nut. Now the squirrels can, but the squirrels take the nut. They play with it. Then they take it and bury it, most of them. They eat a few of them, but it takes, they spend more of their time instead of, they'll probably get one nut and keep it for 15, 20 minutes. Whereas a crow, they swallow them and go to the next one.
Which is something that can not only be expensive, it could also hurt their business. Perhaps you can relate, because squirrels can be an aggravation as well as a source of amusement to nearly everyone with a tree in their yard. Later in the barn, Diane told us how they sort, clean, and dry the pecans, and the process that goes into shelling the nuts and making them ready for market. It's a fascinating family agricultural operation, managed with care and dedication by a loving team. Reporting for WSIU Public Radio, I'm Will Pankey, wishing you and yours a nutty good holiday season.